All right, so welcome to another episode. It's Andy. Thank you, my friends, for listening, if you're listening. So yeah, I had some things I wanted to just talk about. I have been gone. I went on a vacation for a couple of weeks, went to Austria-Hungary with my wife and father-in-law. It was awesome, really cool experience, learned a lot of cool stuff. And then came back, and I've been here back for about a week. And I literally haven't posted anything on anything the whole time since then. So it's almost been a month since I posted stuff on podcasts and Facebook and so, well, not Facebook, but Instagram, all the social medias. And I'm feeling a little bit of FOMO. So I, and I've talked about this in the past. I actually talked about it on my other podcast, More Happy Life, about, you know, does technology or social media and or social media make you happier? And the truth is, I feel FOMO a lot, and like fear of missed opportunity. For anybody who hasn't heard of FOMO, fear of missed opportunity, or kind of regret, like maybe you could call it ROMO, regret of missed opportunities. and our brain has a hard time. From a research standpoint, they've shown that it's easier to you know, to look back and, you know, the regrets from doing something are much easier to deal with than the regrets from not doing something. So for whatever reason. So I often get regrets for not doing something. And yesterday I went to, and the day before I went to this conference called CVX Live. And it's basically a bunch of YouTubers and content creators who are social media active, and they're influencers, and they have been doing this for a while. They have really cool stories of social media success, and other people who go to learn how to get that same success, or to, you know, to figure out how to work with those kinds of people. And I remember I went to this exact same event last year. And last year, I mean, you know, it was in Salt Lake, and I just remember thinking like, oh, wow, like so many people here, so awesome. And I remember talking to people and they're like, yeah, you're going to be speaking at this event next year. And we even started a vlog, like a year ago or maybe a little bit after, I can't remember. And for Stacy and I. And it was fun. It was super fun. I love documenting. I loved actually watching our videos that I just edited and created. It was super fun to do that. I really enjoy that process. I really do. I think it's fun. I like really love making videos. And I stopped. I just stopped doing it. I stopped our vlog, and I don't really, I mean, you know, I already had 10,000 followers on Instagram, or I don't remember how many I had when, last year, but it was like 12, 11, I don't remember. And I kept trying to grow it, and I got to like 13,000, and I just kind of stopped. So I just, you know, I went to the event, and it was really hard for me because I was like, it was cool, it was inspiring, but I thought like, wow, all these people have been continuing to progress, and I haven't in that area. And so that was the key for me. I just was thinking about this morning. It's a Sunday, and I'm just, you know, on Sundays sometimes you have time to just think about stuff, and I like doing quick little like life reviews about thoughts that I have. And that's the purpose of this little podcast. It's just like a personal video or personal audio vlog, and I was just going to talk about how have I dealt with this ROMO or FOMO, regret of missing out on a potential opportunity. And here's the thing: it really just comes down to this. When you have this perception of a missed opportunity, right? It's because of the story you're telling yourself. It's the story. So you're telling yourself the story that, Oh, like I'm so I, so for example, I went to the CVX Live event yesterday, and I was just looking around, and the story that I was telling myself is like, man, you are such a fill in the blank with lots of different negative words, and just slacker, loser, whatever. Like, you are not an influencer, even though I have like 13,000 followers on my Instagram. Like, you don't have, like, this negative story was just coming super strong to me, 'cause I was like, man, I never follow through with what I commit to, or I'm not as good as these people, or oh, I don't make as much money, or I don't have as many followers, or blah 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 blah, and it just kept going, right? And it just kind of gets to you, that story that you're telling yourself. And so the way to overcome this fear of missed opportunity, this regret of missed opportunity, perception of missed opportunity, is to change the story that you're telling yourself, and start to replace that story with beliefs that are actually true, like beliefs that give you the benefit of the doubt, the beliefs that like make you feel good about yourself and not like totally get yourself down. So I was doing that yesterday, just because I was like, all right, this is just going too far in my mind, and I can't let this happen to me. So I started to just tell myself, you know what? So the belief that has really helped me is you have time. It's a really good belief, right? For me, that's really helped me a ton. Like, you've got time. You've got time. I'm only 34 years old. It's a good life. I have time. I mean, think about like so many different people out there who have who are famous, who are dead but are famous. Like, and even a lot of the people who are alive that are famous, like, and like, so for example, Thomas Edison. Like, when you think of Thomas Edison, is probably you think of the light bulb, or you think of electricity, or like, I don't know, all kinds of different things, right? Really cool inventions, but like electricity and the light bulb were pretty much the famous ones, even though Tesla really was the one who probably should have been credited with that. But anyways, Edison was the one with the money, and he got the patents, and yeah, so now we know him. And he didn't actually invent all that stuff. He didn't actually create all that those inventions that we know him for, and why we know his name, until after he was like 70 years old. I mean, I'm 34. I'm not even like I'm super young still. And sometimes people think I'm even younger than that, which is awesome. Even though I was growing out my facial hair over the trip, and when I was growing out my beard and stuff, all of a sudden, like, I was like, whoa, I've got a bunch of gray hairs coming out of my beard. I'm like, man, I'm glad that those don't come out of my hair. Anyways, on top of my head. And I'm glad I have really good hair on top of my head. Man, so many things to be grateful for. So that's one thing that I use, is like, you've got time. You've got time. And you probably have time too, and if you are what's the word? If you are very old, in terms of like human age, like my grandma right now, she's what we would probably consider old. She's 99 years old. She's still doing great, but she's old for a human. And if you're older, like, yeah, that's maybe that could be more difficult, but still, it's about changing the story. What is your purpose? Why do you exist? Why are you here? So that helps me a lot. That's really, really helped me. And honestly, I just feel like it's changing that story for yourself. I've had to do that in the last couple of days, just change the story about my life, instead of saying like, oh my gosh, like, oh, I launch things, I start so many things, and I never really finish them, or I never really follow through with them, or they really don't get go anywhere. That I could continue to go down that path. But what does that actually help me to accomplish? Nothing. I mean, I guess you could say, like, okay, maybe it motivates me to want to go after something now or to start something again. The problem with that is that it's just, I don't know, it's not the best way to approach it. So I guess my main message here is, when you're trying to overcome that feeling, those negative voices that are telling you that you're the worst and that you just missed out on something and that you're not good enough, try thinking about just changing the story behind it. Look at the story you're telling yourself. What are you telling? What's the story you're telling yourself about your life? And change that story. So, anyway, so that's the kind of message portion of this, something that I've been learning. I also, just as a part of the format of this personal audio vlog, I will give you a quick little, and you're free to stop listening now if you don't want to hear anything about my life, and just wanted to listen to that message. But yeah, I have, like I said, for the last 2 weeks, or I guess since September 1st, today is September 22nd or 3rd. Let's see. Gosh, what is it? September 23rd. September 23rd. It is the first official day of fall, I believe. Maybe it was yesterday. Yesterday was the equinox. And yeah, it was all of September that I haven't posted anything about this trip on the podcast, at least this podcast. And I didn't, but I did post a lot on Facebook, so I took tons of pictures, which was awesome. I really enjoy documenting, like I said before, and I really like taking pictures. I actually really enjoy photography, so that is awesome, and that was really fun to take pictures in Austria and Hungary, Budapest, Vienna, Hallstatt. I think probably Hallstatt's one of my favorite places on earth now. Just amazing place. Really, really cool place. Yeah, went to those places, came home, have been learning about myself being alone, because Stacy actually went to went to Taipei afterwards. She's in Taiwan right now for our work for Nu Skin, and so she went and did. She's been doing like trainings and stuff. Social media was the first one. Now she's going to do another one, and with a different team. So she's amazing, and I'm super proud of her, and it's really interesting. This could be probably a whole different episode, but I'll just throw it in this one because why not? When we're together, and we're like dealing with like some of the hard stuff, or like just nitty-gritty stuff, or like regular everyday stuff that's not necessarily enjoyable, but we have to get done, just kind of like a business. Day after day after day after day after day, when you're together, it's like almost you get not necessarily tired of each other, but like your affinity towards each other in terms of attractiveness. And I don't know, I don't I, like that's not true. Like, I'm definitely still attracted to Stacy like every day, but. What I will say is that I am even much more attracted to her and longing for to be with her when she's not here, which is, that's pretty basic psychology. But yeah, that's something that I just thought was so interesting. I came home and I'm just like, ah, oh, I miss Stacey. Oh man. So, and it's crazy because so she's on Taipei time and I'm on Utah time, and she just, we literally have like an hour per day of like together on like FaceTime or a call or whatever. So she goes to bed, and I'm like waking up, like if I wake up early enough, and then I'm about to go to bed and I'm super tired. And because I'm still trying to adjust from the, time changes of the going and being in Austria and stuff, and I'm super tired, and I'm like going to bed at like 9:30, 10, and she's like, "Hey, good morning." So yeah, it's interesting. So mostly I'm asleep while she's awake, and she's asleep while I'm awake. But hey, that's cool. It's all right. It's been interesting to see how much it has affected me in wanting to be with her. So that's really cool, because you hear like absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? I mean, I've also heard absence makes the fond heart wander, but that is not the case with me and Stacy. My fond heart is not wandering. My heart is growing fonder. So, anyways, so happy about that. And I'm happy that she's coming home on Wednesday. So that'll be really good. Let's see what else has happened in our life. I mean, the trip was amazing. Like I said, Hallstatt was probably the most amazing place, I think. During the trip, beautiful, just gorgeous location. It's like a dream location. And went there. Vienna was really cool, really artsy. Went to a super cool concert there. I loved doing photography there, and it was cool because Stacy is starting this thing called Royal Hungarian. It's a new kind of blog that she's starting about to inspire people to go after their roots or to seek out their roots and get to know themselves through their roots and kind of basically trying to make like family history cool again. By making it beautiful and helping you remember like traditions that come from your roots. And so that's why we went to Hungary and Austria, was because that's where her ancestors are from. And it was super cool to go over there and see the cities that they would have lived in, and the culture. And it's hundreds of years later, but well, not quite hundreds. Like one of them, left in like 1903 or 1910 or something like that. And they were just great. These cities were just beautiful. It's vineyards like for miles and miles. So really, really cool. But yeah, so and now I'm back, and there's so many things that I'm really excited about in my life right now. And that's another thing of like back to this original message, right? Of like how to overcome FOMO. So another strategy that I didn't put in a part of the message or the first part was just gratitude, right? I'm so glad. I'm so happy. Like I'm so grateful right now for my life. I mean, so grateful. I love I mean, I'm so glad that like we have great jobs. We have, so much income right now that we've paid off all of our debt. We're completely debt free, and we're just saving up to, invest in things like businesses, a home, and just to and we just barely made an investment in ourselves, which I'm super excited about, which is we're going to be getting both certified practitioners in positive psychology. So there's a program. It's like a 7-month program. We're flying to California once a month to do that, and it's gonna be awesome. So that is really, really cool. Really excited about that. It was created by Amelia Zhivotovskaya. She was a graduate from the Ivy League program that I've applied to a couple times and not gotten in, called the Masters of Applied Positive Psychology program in at the University of Pennsylvania, where it all began, where Martin Seligman kind of, well, that's where he teaches. So yeah, really, really cool experience, opportunity to look at our life and try to form our life according to the principles of positive psychology. And this program actually takes us through the model that's called PERMA-V. So I talk a lot on my other podcast, More Happy Life, about PERMA and positive emotion, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement. And so Amelia just added vitality, the V on the end. So we're going to study that in depth, like really in depth. For the next 7 months, starting in mid-October. So really excited. And yeah, it's a good time of life. Lots of good things happening. We're healthy. Just really, really excited. And lots of great opportunities too, like today. So cool. So when I was so I'm part of this little mastermind group called, or not mastermind, but just like a little group called the Inner Circle with Lewis House. And in that inner circle, I actually, I met somebody, her name was Nora, Orovex, and she's from Hungary actually. And so when we were over in Budapest, I was like, hey, we should meet up. And like, I just wanted to like pick her brain about how she's building a business and what she's doing and all the stuff. And, she's an amazing, individual from an entrepreneurial standpoint, and very, very kind, just a great person. So today I was actually able to talk to her on, we didn't actually get the chance to meet up while we were in Budapest, which is where she lives. But today, we just had a call, which was really cool and super inspiring. And I'm going to interview her for my podcast at the end of October when she gets back from Sydney. And, yeah, just super, super cool girl who's doing really amazing things. So Forbes called her like the most influential blogger in Hungary. She's a contributor to Entrepreneur, Huffington Post, and anyways, really cool girl, very, very positive, just full of the abundance mindset and doing great things, helping lots of people all over the place. So anyways, that was really cool. And that's the thing is like, I could look at going to the CVX Live yesterday and being like, oh, you know what? Nobody even knows who I am. I haven't really progressed since last year. And I could just tell myself a really negative story. Or I could look at my life and say, oh my gosh, like I'm out of debt. We're saving up for a house very quickly. We just paid for this like positive psychology certification program that we wanted to do for years. Like we're healthy, you know, we just traveled to Europe and back. And this is something that people save their entire lives to do sometimes. And we've already gone to like Jerusalem and Jordan and like all these super cool places on the other side of the world. In addition to like having an amazing job, both of us, that like is right now paying for Stacy to travel for free, you know, to Taipei. I mean, she has to do her work and stuff too, but at the same time, she's like been going to museums and like, you know, doing some shopping at the cool markets and stuff. And it's just like, we are extremely, extremely fortunate people. So I'm so thankful for that. And just wanted to kind of like do that as like have this little, episode of my audio vlog to kind of, to express that gratitude and to talk about how to overcome that perception of, you know, missing out. And so, yep, that's basically it for this one. Books I've been reading, quite a few actually. Talk Like TED, really great, really interesting stuff I want to practice. The Righteous Mind is one that I've been reading lately about. this is like why people are divided over politics and religion and like the roots of like the psychology of more morality, which is really cool, interesting with the things that I've been kind of having questions about, with regards to like spirituality and religion and stuff like that. It's really helpful because it's like, oh, this is helpful to understand why it is that I think this way, why it is that other people think this way. And I'll probably do maybe, more, episodes on that when I finish it. So, I don't know, maybe I will, maybe I won't. so I'm really excited about my life right now though. And, it's a really good stabilization time. If I look backwards in my life and I think like, hey, you know, a couple years ago we were in a ton of debt. We were self-employed and we didn't have really great, situation. We were basically on welfare. And we were just struggling. And then, you know, we've been turning our life around. So I'm really proud of us. I'm really proud of Stacy. 4 years ago, she was just coming out of the hospital after having been hospitalized for mental illnesses and really traumatic experience for both of us. So, you know, sometimes when you're thinking about missed opportunities or, you know, things that you think, man, I wish my life was better, maybe you look backwards too and think like, wow, where, how far I've come. Like, think about how far you've come. And like, I look at, you know, me having panic attacks all the time after Stacy came home, and Stacy like being hospitalized, and I basically was her caretaker for like, you know, 3 months after everything happened. And like, here we are, you know, here we are, like 4 years later, she's over in Taiwan, like training people in this like multi-billion-dollar company, you know, business strategy and like social media stuff. And so anyways, it's just, it's pretty amazing. So if you're having a really rough time in your life right now, like, I've been there. Like, both of us have been divorced, which is really, really difficult, confusing and hard and emotionally draining. And, you know, I got a friend who's going through that right now. It's rough. It's rough. It is so hard. But, like, it gets better. It gets better. And, like, same thing with mental health stuff. When Stacy came out of the hospital, I was like, man, is this, like, I didn't know what was going to happen in our life. But, like, here we are. Here we are. Like, life is good. Life is good. Are there things that could be better? Sure. But, like, gratitude is powerful. Gratitude is powerful. So powerful. So, if you're having a hard time, think about where you've been, how far you've come. Think about what's in your life right now that is good. Do an appreciative inquiry on your life. And yeah, just remember those things. As for business ideas that I've had, ooh, yes. Okay, so business ideas that I've had. I had a really, 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 really interesting one while I was on the trip. And I can't remember what brought it up, but I don't remember. It was like one of those random nights where I was just like not thinking about anything. And all of a sudden, Stacy and I were talking, and I was like, oh, whoa, like what about this? And we were thinking about, so right now there's like facial recognition software, right? Facebook like has it, Apple has it, Google has it. Lots of really interesting facial recognition software to like recognize who you are. They're starting to do like security stuff that I think one of the governments in Asia was going to actually start implementing that everywhere on security cameras, which is kind of creepy. But I was thinking about communication. Okay, so you right now, you can't see my face, obviously, if you're still listening to this. you can hear my voice, but you can't see my face. If you were watching a video of me right now, you could see my face. And if a computer was watching a video of me right now, well, I don't think they've actually done this, and I haven't looked into it yet, but what if there was basically a facial expression recognition engine, okay? So not just facial recognition, just be like, okay, that's Andy, oh, that's Stacy, oh, that's John, oh, that's Bob, or whatever, like, you know, but like a communication aid for facial expression. So there's quite a bit of research on facial expression. I've only know this because I was researching smiles and like smiling, and there's like, I don't know how many different smiles. I think there's like 19 or 29 different smiles. Not all of them mean that you're happy, actually. Some of them actually mean that you're angry or that you're lying or that you're whatever. But like if machine learning algorithm was trained to basically recognize facial expressions, not just a face in a person, but like a facial expression of a person, there's a lot of subliminal or subconscious communication that goes on with facial expressions. And yeah, I think probably there's like poker face, right? You can just like hold it and not try to express what you're expressing. But what if there was some sort of a thing that would allow you to speak to a person and you're really trying to communicate something, but you're struggling with words, right? and you're trying to say something, and your face is trying to say something, or you are communicating but just with your face, or it's like you've probably seen you've seen this, right? I mean, you've communicated with people, like let's just say when you're a little kid and your mom, like, I don't know, you do something horrible, or you disobeyed or whatever, you broke the rules, and you're just like, you know, and you like lie, right? And they're like, so did you do it? And you're like, no, but like you did do it. But like your mom totally can tell. And it's probably like voice, like tonal expression as well as facial expression. Or like, you know, when, I don't know. Anyway, so you kind of get the point, right? Like the subconscious brain can recognize certain things that our conscious brain can't. And we have a lot of these like mirror neurons that allow us to like really read people. And one of the things that our brain's the fastest at is recognizing faces. I don't know for sure. I don't know if we are good at facial expression recognition. Like my assumption, my theory is that we would be, because I think one of the fastest things that our brain can do is recognize faces. And you know, in literally like, it's like a couple thousandths of a second, we recognize a face. It's like much faster than we can like process language, much faster than we can even like process the taste that we just tasted or a smell, like all these different things. Like we are extremely good at processing facial data with our brain. So anyways, that's just an idea that I had, a thing that would allow us to basically aid in communication. And, you know, it would probably be pretty clunky at first of like, hey, it looks like this expression, you know, on your face means that you're frustrated, or means that you are angry, or means that you don't like what just was said, or that you are, I don't know. I mean, I just think it would be cool to develop tools that would aid in communication, open and honest and heartfelt communication. That has been probably one of the number one things that has, you know, kept my marriage to Stacy super strong, is communication. So I would say probably the number one thing. And she would probably agree with me. So anyways, hooray for today. Hooray for life. Thank you so much for listening, if you're still listening. And this is just Andy in real life. So yeah, thanks for being here. And yeah, till next time, have a wonderful, wonderful day.